So, what are your early memories of living on Camden Park, apart from your dad's work with the fire brigade?
By that stage, I hadn't learned to ride a push bike, and at one of my birthdays, I got a push bike for my birthday, and I learnt to ride it, and I managed to ride around all Camden Park because I was used to the range, the areas. On a sheep station, you had miles and miles, and this gave me a lot of pleasure just riding around here. The mischief I got up to was unbelievable. I actually got into the big house, me and the dog. I rode up to the front of the big house, and it was a hot day, and I knocked on the front door and no one answered, and or a drink of water or something. No one answered, so I tried the door, and the front door actually opened, you know, and I was like, hello, hello, no one answered, so I walked all through the big house. And at my age, that would have been only about six, really. And I'm just walking through this place. I've never seen anything like it. The furniture, the layout of the place, and it was empty. And I managed to get upstairs and had a look around there. And I spent, easy an hour in there just looking around, looking at all the pictures on the wall. It was amazing. And then I heard a car or something come up to the front of the house. And I thought, oh, somebody's coming. And it was a tractor. And it was Quentin Stone coming home from doing a job down the paddock. And I assumed that's who it was. And I just stood still upstairs, you know, thinking, what would I do, you know. Eventually, about 20 minutes later, the tractor started and went. So me and the dog raced downstairs, jumped on my bike and went home.
You weren't caught.
I didn't get caught, but the amazing thing was that it was empty. There was nobody there. It didn't look like anybody lived there, but it was there, you know. And I'm trying to tell Mum and Dad when I got home the place that I found. He said, oh, yeah, I've heard of the big house. I haven't been there yet, said Dad. So it was amazing. One of the little tricks I got up to. But there was a river nearby, the Pean River, and we were fishing in that for a while because that was our main activity on the sheep station.
Did you swim in it as well?
Yeah, we were swimming in it as well, yeah. It was a very nice river at that stage. Running. It was good.
You said you got up to mischief a few times. Are there other stories you can tell?
Yeah, I got. I did get blamed for breaking windows. Camden Park was a community where they had a school, and I was accused of breaking all the windows, and I didn't know where the place was and how I got accused of breaking windows. I'll never know, but. That was one of the mischiefs. I can't think much of the others. I was on private property. I was asked, where do you live? And no one knew me here because we lived over near Razorback, see? I come from there on a push bike. So it was a big venture.